This episode was created with the support of Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. Visit us at freefm.org.nz.
Welcome to Out West Radio, a community-driven podcast built in the heart of Hamilton at Western Community Centre. We are webbing networks and creating safe spaces for ownership in our community. Whānau first, hapori first.
No mai hara mai, no mo hoki mai ki roto I tēnei kaupapa o Out West Radio. I'm Rosemary and I will be running things here today. For those who are regular listeners, welcome back. It's lovely to have you back here. And for those who are new, welcome to Out West Radio, where we give you the insight of what is happening in the Out West over these ways, in the heart of Norton. We have a vision statement of thriving, vibrant, healthy and self-reliant communities, and our mission is to create opportunities and provide support that enhances the health, well-being of people in our community. We have some values of strength-based respect, integrity, quality services, meaningful relationships, professionalism and te tiriti te o waitangi. Before we get started, just wanted to give a massive shout out to all of the sponsors. They are what keeps us running and helps us provide all these services that run out of our building and give back to our community. So we have Lottery Grants Board, Well Energy Trust, Len Reynolds Trust, Trust Waikato, Hamilton City Council, Ministry of Social Development, Grassroots, Trust D.V. Bryant Trust, Eternal Affairs, the Lion Foundation, the Tyndall Foundation, Gallagher Charitable Trust, Rotary Hamilton Central, Rotary Waikato Sunrise, Glenn and John Gallagher Foundation, Nora Howell Charitable Trust, Go Eco, Cambridge Drainage and Earthworks, and Fraser High School. Massive thank you to the members of the community that come to the centre and make financial donations, and to those who donate items like clothing, food, and mostly giving her time and just coming in, helping, just being here to make the place feel alive. And we have a question, and I would love for people to give us a message through Facebook and Instagram, all of those things, an email even, and I want to know, what is your favourite part about winter and why? So if you guys want to participate in this, we can definitely try and get them all together and put them into the next radio session. What we have here, we have a lot of things that run out of our building. And it is available to you guys and gals, so I will read those out. On Mondays, we have our walking group. They are very, very strict on time, so if you are not here by 9 o'clock, they will leave without you. So we have our walking group from 9, and they'll walk around the block. We have Plunkett, so we do have a Plunkett clinic here that runs out of our building. The ladies are very, very lovely. We have Family Court Navigator every fortnight from 1 p.m. till 3 p.m. We also have after school care. So after school care is actually every day. And that is from 3 p.m. till 5:30. We'll talk a little bit more about them a little bit later, just because there is a few things that they want us to talk about. So we'll talk about that. On Tuesdays, we have Justice of the Peace Clinic from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. You do not need an appointment for that. You just need to show up with all the correct documents and proof of ID, either a passport or a driver's license, birth certificate. If you have all three, bring all three. Legal advice. We have our legal advice from 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. With that, you have to book. So you can flick us an email, flick us a text through Facebook, give us a call, ask questions, and we can help you book in for that. We have acupuncture. It is a free 15-minute appointment, and you also have to book for that. So give us a message, a text, a call, email, all of that stuff, and we can reply back to that. We have laughing yoga from 9:30 a.m. till 10, sometimes 10:30 a.m. They are a bunch of people that love to just come have a laugh, relax, connect with people, and just have a good time. They love to have some coffee afterwards, so if that sounds like you, definitely come along to that. Again, after school care, talk a little bit more about that later. We have our Hamilton budgeting advisor. She is absolutely amazing. She is very good at what she does. And she is here from 9 a.m. till 4 p.m. Get in contact with them, make an appointment, and definitely go see her. Dinsdale Toastmasters are here from 7 p.m. On Wednesday, we have Plunkett again, Citizens Advice Bureau from 10:30 a.m. till 12:30 p.m. We have our Willy Club. So our Willy Club are currently making some, what are they called? Like draft stoppers, I think that's what they are, to give back to our whānau support worker, to give out to some of our whānau that need that to keep their houses lovely and warm for the winter. We have fruit and veggies. Fruit and veggies happen every week on a Wednesday morning. They are packed the morning of, so they roughly are packed around 10 in the morning and are on sale by 11. So you can come in and purchase those from 11 a.m. till 5:30 p.m. If there's leftover, we will sell them through the week. So don't be afraid to just come in, grab it. No need to book. It's just first in, first serve. We have our boys group. It is a youth program for young males. And that is from 3:30 p.m. till 5:30 p.m. And they are called Toa Whakapōwai. They do a lot of planning, goal settings, sports, everything fun. They go on trips out to like the driving range and just have a blast, eat a lot of food. On Thursday, we have our Kaivo. So Kai Evolution is our free store where you can come and get free Kai in a basket. You just have to bring your own bag from 1 p.m. We have our Note to Self Mental Wellbeing Support Group from 12:30 p.m. till 2 p.m. We also have free CV drop-in and job hunt. Puatala from 10 a.m. till 12 p.m. every fortnight. On Friday, we have our lovely budgeting advisor back with us, in our building, and she is here from 9 a.m. till 4 p.m. If you do want to chat with her and you don't know if she's free or not, just give us a call and we can see if she's got any free space to fit you in. We have our Japanese play group from 10 a.m. till 12 p.m. Obviously, we have our Outwest Radio. Talk a little bit more about that a little bit later as well. Kāinga Ora Housing Support Manager, they come every fortnight. We also have our Kaivo again on the Friday from 1 p.m. 50 plus luncheons. So 50 plus luncheons is our seniors where they come in, have a cup of tea. That is every third Friday of the month from 12 p.m. to 1:30 p.m. Check calendar. So we have on our website, we have a flyer for the whole year. They've got like luncheons where they come in and have a cup of tea and have a themed lunch with us. They have trips, bus trips. They have dinners, a bunch of other fun things. So that is also kind of connected to our Willy Club as well. We have after school care again. We'll talk about that a little bit later. Toa whakapōai again from 3:30 p.m. till 5:30 p.m. And we even have things on the weekend, so that's pretty cool as well. On Saturday, we have Kimura Kiwis Jiu-Jitsu Children's Classes. That is free, so just rock up, learn some techniques, and that is from 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. We have Chain Link Bike Repairs the last Saturday of the month. So the last Saturday of the month, Chain Link will be here at our building from 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. Rongoā Clinic, first Saturday of the month. That is from 10:30 a.m. till 2 p.m. Check out the wellness clinic. We have Humbats, that's every fortnightly game event from 12 p.m. to 7 p.m. We have our Fair Share Market the second Saturday of the month. So the second Saturday of the month, they have a crop swap from 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. They have a craft swap from 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. And they have the repair co-op from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. With that, they do lots of swapping vegetables, fruit, other knick-knack stuff. Craft swap, lots of crafts that people have made and want to just swap and share. Repair co-op, you can bring stuff in that you need help fixing and they can do their absolute best to help you get that item back up and running again. And Sunday, every nation church, that is every fortnight. So with our children, we do have a few things. So we're just going to try and get into that a bit. After school care provides lots of fun, stimulating activities as well as afternoon tea for the tamariki. Tamariki are collected and brought into our centre from Norton and or Takoti School. The programs run from 5:30 p.m. Sorry, from 3 p.m. till 5:30 p.m. There is obviously a fee for that. But if you want to enroll your kid into our after-school program and they go to either Norton or Rotokauri school, give us an email, a call, a message again, and we can direct you to the correct person for that. Kimura Kiwis, they are a free children's jiu-jitsu class, takes place Saturday mornings from 9 a.m. till 10 a.m. Children just need to bring a water bottle and wear shoes. 9 a.m. start and doors open at 8:30 a.m. If you want more information or want to ask any questions, send a message to Kimura Kiwis and they will get back to you as fast as they can. With our fruit and veggies that happen every Wednesday, for over 40 years, the community centre's weekly fruit and veggie co-op has provided access to fresh produce while helping everyone save by buying in bulk. Every Wednesday, our volunteers pack 100 to 120 bags with fresh seasonal products from food together, including three types of veggies and three types of fruit. No need to order, just drop by on a Wednesday at 11 a.m. till 5:30 p.m. to grab some. It's very easy, very simple, doesn't take that long, and you can get as many bags as you like. You can get one bag for yourself. If you have family that can't get there, grab a bunch and then take it around to them. If you need one put aside for you, you can give us a message, but we will hold it only to the end of that day. Other than that, we will have to sell them as we don't want them to just sit there and go off. Um, 50 plus events. So I'm just going to talk a little bit about that. So the next one we have is on the 19th of June. And it is called Nifty Thrifty. Get creative with your op shop wares. So whatever you got from an op shop, and if it's different, great, wear it. The lady that runs it, Nahoya, she loves to see all the creative buys that people get for cheap and put it together and make this amazing outfit. So our 50 plus event activities and bus trips. Luncheons. The luncheons offer a great chance to meet, socialize, and connect with others. Held on the second Friday of each month at 12 p.m., each gathering features a theme. And best of all, it's free. So if you guys think that's a part of you, our 50 plus community, definitely come along to that. Bus trips. Bus trips are organized 3 to 4 bus trips a year, and they are always well attended. They sell out within a few days, sometimes a week max. So the next trip will be the 21st of August. You will not know where you go unless you've attended the luncheon the month before. So, if that seems like something you want to do too, great. Come to the luncheon before that. There will be a cost. It varies depending on the trip. And yeah, it's fun, it's great, it's cool to go and explore what we haven't actually seen here and around the beautiful land that we are living on. And Willy Club. The Willy Club is a place where obviously anybody can come to that. All you have to do is bring your own projects or simply enjoy the creativity of others. Our fun craft group is a great way to unwind, learn new techniques, and share ideas in a relaxed and friendly environment. If you want to learn to crochet, knit, all of that stuff, definitely come along because they are always willing to have new people come in and teach you if you are wanting to learn. You can attend if you are experienced, if you're a beginner, if you just want to come and sit in a lovely place, that is always welcome, and that is from 10 till 12 on Wednesday. We are also have our Western Wheels learner license. I'm only mentioning these as well just because we would love to have lots of people attend these and just getting up there and putting the word out early, so then if you want to join, you can. So our Western Wheels is a 3-day in class going over the road code books. Everything that I'm talking about is also on our website and Facebook, all of that. So if you do miss a little bit of it, just go onto that and that'll all be there. So our next one will be in April. So it'll be the Monday, the 30th. The next one will be July, Monday the 29th to the 2nd. So that will be June the 29th to the 2nd of July. And there is a cost, the WCC fee, so the Western Community Centre fee to sit the actual course is $50. And the license test fee is $96.10 paid to VTNZ. VTNZ is the place where we go through for the attendees to take their test. And we are so lucky that they actually come into our building to do all their tests. That is from 9 a.m. till 3 p.m. Outwest Radio, so if you're listening, you're listening to Outwest Radio. Outwest Radio is our weekly radio show and podcast about Hamilton West. Outwest Radio is also keeping Hamilton West residents informed and up to date with what is happening at the Western Community Centre. Outwest Radio is broadcasted Fridays on Free FM 89.0 at 11 a.m. Live streams are on freefm.org.nz, accessmedia.nz, and app. You can also go onto like Amazon, Alexa, and Google devices. With all episodes available as podcasts via Spotify, Free FM, and Apple Podcasts. So if you want to listen to more of our like up-to-dates or previous things that have happened, or you just want to know what's going on, go have a look, check us out on those, keep up to date, and yeah, it's just somewhere where you can just come listen, unwind, and chill out. We also have 3,362 fruit trees planted around in 617 homes. We have 475 in our public spaces. So around our centre, we do have fruit trees. We have mint growing along the side of our building. We have a bunch of other things. If you would like some, you're more than welcome to have some. Just come and grab some and save some for other people as well. Our lovely, lovely Regan and Tom are out living their life with work and family, so obviously I'm by myself, and I am very grateful that they have left this in my hands today. So it's really cool, and I feel really grateful that they are able to have that trust in me. So shout out Regan and Tom. Another thing is that we do offer more here at our centre. We do offer chats if you want to come and have a chat with us. We do that. We also offer our computers that the public are more than welcome to come and use. We have a free phone that you can also use just in our reception area. We have rooms you can hire. We have a big, big field that we love seeing people use, especially the rugby teams, trainings, all different types of sports going on out there, and just people using the space that we can provide to them. Yeah, so if you are listening, it's great to have you here. It's great to know that you guys are willing to help us, and we are super, super grateful for every single person that has helped make the Western Community Centre what it is today, because we could not have done it without you guys. And we will love to have ideas on what we should talk about in our next sessions. That is us for today.
This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.